and concerns. Trust me when I tell you I would have rather been here. I'll save you all the details. But interestingly enough, I'm here. So thank you for all of your prayers, and I really appreciate it. Thank you, Pastor Isaac. Great message. I listened online. So, yeah, it's great. I want to encourage you. If you know folks that don't go to church, tell them to watch us online. Let's go at 11 o'clock right here every Sunday. They can hear me or the other crazy people that come up here every now and then. So, but do get them online. But I want to go ahead this morning and jump right in because we're doing a groundbreaking kind of ceremony at 11:20. So I got 20 minutes to get through this, which is a miracle in itself. So I'm going to talk really, really fast. And Robbie, our auctioneer, is going to be coming up to help me go through this message in an auctioneer type way. That would be interesting, wouldn't it? That would really be interesting. No, but we wanted to do this ceremony because it's just significant for us as a church to do this. We wanted to do it before they actually start pouring concrete because last Sunday, you know, they were dealing with a pad and you couldn't really do a groundbreaking on top of concrete pad. So they got that out of the way. As soon as they got that out, those guys started going right away. As soon as we gave them a green light, man, they are rolling back there. So we want to get back there. It's going to be a lot of fun. For a few minutes back there, just ask God to bless our future and see an incredible thing that's happening. So thank you. But anyway, let's jump right in. If you have your Bible, we're going to be reading Numbers chapter 6, 22 through 27. It's right there in your handout. And I also put the Amplified in there because I'm going to read that also in just a moment. We've been talking about blessing, the power of a blessing. And we see this prayer right here in Numbers chapter 6 and verse 22. And this is what it says. And the Lord spoke to Moses saying, "Speak to Aaron and his sons saying, this is the way you should bless the children of Israel. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So they shall put my name on the children of Israel and I will bless them." In this prayer, in this blessing, there are several requests that we have, that we see here, specific requests that I believe if we get them granted to us, then we can do without a whole lot of other blessings. What do I mean by that? It's like this. It's like, do you want a bushel of apples or do you want the orchard? Okay, that's the difference. This prayer right here is for you and I to get the orchard, not just the stuff. In other words, he isn't asking, Lord, give me, bless their job, bless their health, bless their money, bless all of these kind of things that you and I think of. He's wanting them to dig deeper into the source of all things and experience the blessing of that, because that produces everything else. And that's what he is talking about here. The first request that we looked at was, number one, the Lord keep you. In other words, protect you, provide for you. We studied that the last time we were together. And now we come to the next request, or the pair of requests found in verse 25 and 26. And it says this. It says, "The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace." In the prayer for God to keep us, we saw a prayer of protection, a prayer of provision. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord protect you from evil. The Lord protect you from the evil one. And if you remember, in the New Testament, Jesus prayed similar things many times. In the Lord's Prayer that he taught his disciples to pray, he asked for the Lord to protect him and keep them from the evil one, because he's the one that destroys all things. The Lord protect you from the evil one. Now we see a request for the presence of God. Not just his protection, but his presence, which is what we sang about today. What we sang about today is wanting the presence of God. He said, "The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you." And then the parallel verse in 26, "The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace." These two verses carry some incredible and significant meaning that's really hard to put into a single phrase or a word like the Lord keep you. So I'm going to give you kind of a list. I'm going to list both of these right now, as you'll see in your handout, and then I'm going to talk about them for a few minutes. And afterward, I want to challenge you to study these words on your own more in depth, because there is some real significance to these words. They're not accidental words that was used here. They are actually, and we'll get to that in a moment, they are actually a reflection of what God wants you and I to experience in our life today as a result of our relationship with Jesus Christ. That is this prayer. This prayer is futuristic. It isn't just for them. It's futuristic for you and I because of a relationship with Jesus Christ. So let's look here. The second and the third request, and I put these in kind of a way that you and I could understand them. And so it has the second one is, the Lord smile on you with favor. The Lord smile on you with favor. How many of you would like God's favor in your life? Okay? Number three, the Lord approve of you and give you rest. You know, there are so many people today that live their entire lives seeking approval from others. Every decision that is made is they've got to have somebody's approval or they're just not happy with themselves. And we'll talk about that. Let me read to you in the Amplified version, the classic version of the Amplified. This really states it really well. And it's in your handout, and I want you to read that over many, many times. And listen to what it says in verse 24. The Lord bless you and watch, guard, and keep you. Verse 25, the Lord make his face to shine upon and enlighten you and be gracious, kind, merciful, and giving what? Favor to you. 26, the Lord lift up his approving countenance upon you and give you peace, the tranquility of heart, and life continually. In other words, see, this is just not a one-time experience. God wants you to experience this continually in your life. In the last part, verse 27, and they shall put my name upon the Israelites, and I will bless them. Now let's talk about this. If you read chapter 33 of the book of Exodus, you will see when God said to Moses, I want you to lead the children of Israel into the promised land, and I'm going to give you provision. I'm going to give you protection. It's not an easy thing for one guy to lead these people, millions. See, we're not talking about a few hundred here. We're talking about millions of people and children and old people out into the desert. They didn't have Circle K's and fries on the corners. Okay, how do you provide for this? See, God's promising, I'm going to take care of you. In the midst of all that, so God gave him a list of things that he was going to do. And one of those things, he said, I'm going to send my angel to go with you. And Moses said, wait a minute, Lord, what about your presence? I want you to go with us, not just your angel. It's like he said to the Lord, if we have all of your gifts and all of your blessings, but we don't have you, I don't want to go. I have to know, Lord, that you are in this place with us. See, how can we relate to this? You know, pick the person that you love the most and go on a vacation or go do something, and you know that it isn't as fun and enjoyable unless somebody is there to enjoy it with you. Isn't that the truth? You look at it, it's hard to come back and say what you saw. You would rather you were actually with those people. Whoever you're, a friend, family member, your spouse, your kids, you want to enjoy it with someone. Moses is saying, I don't just want your angel, I want you. I want you to be with us. It's so important for you and I to ask the Lord for ourselves and for others, for God's presence to be in our lives. That's more important than anything else. When you're going through a tough time, would you rather have God there with you or distant from you? You want God with you in the midst of that challenge. That is the concept that is presented here when it says the Lord make his face to shine upon you. The face of God means the presence of God. When the face of God shines upon his people, that means that God takes pleasure in his people. He smiles on them. I like what the Amplified says concerning that. It says in verse 26 of the Amplified, it says, the Lord lift up his approving countenance. Did you know one of the interesting things that used to be traditional when somebody didn't approve of something, and some of the cultures in our world today still do this, if you've done something that's brought shame or, you know, harm or hurt to a family or to an organization or something, people turn their back to you. Everyone turns around and they turn their back to you. They're not there showing their approval this way. See, in this scripture, this is what it's meaning. It's praying for God to turn towards us with his approval. Bless us in his approval, in our relationship with him. Matthew Henry, in his commentary on the book of Exodus, said this: this passage of scripture seems to allude to the smiles of a father upon his children. It's like God is smiling. It's like that kid on the stage during some school performance stands up there and they're looking around and the whole group of crowd of people, and that little kid's out there looking for who? His parents smile upon them. That's the greatest joy. And usually it's the one that is putting on the biggest show that everybody has a big kick out of, right? See, that kid or that person, whoever it may be, they want the approval and that smile of the person that loves them. See, what do you look for? What do you look for? Do we look for God's approval over anything else? Do we individually spend so much of our lives looking at the faces of people around us who we want that approval from? A person's face tells a lot. What does yours say today? You should come stand up here. See, I always get a kick out of people who can move the upper half and the lower half in two different emotions. You know, they look like they're happy here, but their eyes say something different, right? But what does your face tell people? Person's face tells a lot. Look, Proverbs 16:15, it says, in the light of a king's face, there is life. And his favor, there's that word again, his favor is like the clouds that bring the spring rain. We want to look at those in authority, those we care about, and we want to see in their face that it's okay. You're acceptable. You can come into my presence. The prayer here is not for the pleasure of any human face, but for the pleasure of God's face, the smile, to know that God is looking on us, that God is pleased with us, that he is smiling on his people as a father smiles upon his children. See, we also read in Exodus 33 and verse 11, God spoke with Moses face to face as a man speaks with his friend. That's amazing. That is amazing. It's a sign of you're welcome coming to my presence. I welcome you to be here. I think it's amazing simply because this was Moses before Jesus ever died on the cross. That God was so pleased with him that they talked together like you and me today. As we think about the face of God, we also realize that in this life, being what it is, we have to deal sometimes with the frowns of other people. Others may reject us. They may reject you. It may be that your parents never looked with grace in their faces upon you, and that may be a memory, a picture that you have in your heart and mind today. It may be that your husband doesn't smile upon you or your wife doesn't look upon you with favor. But I want to tell you, if you have the smile of God, you can survive the frowns or the rejections of any human faces. Because you cannot please all the people all the time, but we want to please God. See, now that doesn't mean that it doesn't matter about these other people. It doesn't mean that it doesn't hurt when people do that to us. But ultimately, the pleasure we all seek, the blessing we all need, is the smile of God upon our lives. Is the smile of God upon our lives. That's what Moses wanted. The friendship of God. The friendship of God. Think of that verse in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 6. It says, God who said, let light shine out of darkness, has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. You see, when Jesus came to the earth, God becoming man, he was putting a human face to God. In the face of Christ, we saw the glory of God. You and I are to be the reflection of that same face in our life, in the lives of other people around us. Is it easy to do that? No, it's not. But it's important for us to understand God's heart. Jesus Christ is God smiling upon his people and becoming flesh so that we could see, experience, and know the blessing and the favor of God. Let me say this. The face of God can also be very terrifying. Think about that. It can be terrifying. God told Moses in Exodus 33:20 that if Moses saw God's face, he would die. As great as Moses was, he still couldn't look straight into God's face because he would have died. God is holy and pure, and we're not. That's why we need God's favor in our life. Because, see, we think of the face of God as brilliant, holy, and light. What does light do to darkness? Exposes it. You turn on the light in a dark place and you may start to see insects and the worms and the things that start to come crawling and scurrying all around for cover. Some things don't like to be exposed by the light. I don't know about you. I like hiding. I don't want everybody knowing my business. Right? I mean, aren't you like that? I know you are. We like keeping our stuff to ourselves, absolutely. But you know what? You can't hide anything from God. The Bible tells us is that we're dealing with the one who sees right through us. Before all things, the Bible says, are naked and exposed in his sight. He sees everything. He sees everything. Remember in the Garden of Eden after Adam and Eve sinned against God? What did they do? They hid themselves from the presence of God. That word presence in Genesis is the same word in Numbers chapter 6 that is translated face or countenance. They hid themselves from the face or the countenance of God. The Bible tells us they hid themselves. They said, don't look upon us. We can't bear that sight. You've seen this before. With your children when they do something wrong, or when you did something wrong. I never did. You know, my parents always looked at me with favor and approval. Yeah, like my dad's looking at me now. I can see that favor and approval. Yeah. No, we know what it looks like. And here's something important. I want to encourage you, parents. Parents, be careful that your approval of your children is not just based on their performance. Okay? Why is that? Because we're the reflection of God to them. And if all they see is that we approve of them and we love them and we show kindness and generosity to them just because they do good things, then that's exactly what they're going to see of God. And how many of you would agree with me that you and I are not perfect and we don't deserve God's approval really anytime? But he gives it to us because of what Jesus did. So we just need to be careful of how we show our approval and our love for our kids. Doesn't mean we approve of bad behavior, but we have to be careful that we disassociate that from our love for them, that they understand it's something that life is what it is. So I challenge you to understand that. When we're guilty before God, having his face shine upon us isn't always fun, but it's necessary. Because that's how we know we need to change. That's what humbles us. That's what causes us to turn from our ways and recognize who God is. When we finally come to that place of humility, knowing I can't do this without God, I need him. We need his blessing. We need the Lord to make his face to shine upon us and be what? Angry and mean. No, what? Gracious to you. You know what that word grace? This carries the emphasis right here of being in God's good graces. Have you ever heard that? I'm in so-and-so's good graces. I know some of you used to be the teacher's pet in here. I wasn't, I can tell you that. But this is being in God's good graces. That's what he wants. Psalm 67 in verse 1 says, God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face to shine upon us. Almost very similar to the one we just read, isn't it? God be gracious to us. Have mercy on us. We need his grace. And grace by its very nature is undeserved. We can't merit it. We can't earn it. The outcome of God's pleasure is his grace. Grace is favor, and this is fundamental to our salvation. That's how we got our salvation. We need his mercy and his grace upon us. When his grace comes upon us, we gain his favor. Now listen, God gives his grace, his favor, to empower us to become like Christ. That's why he gives it to us. His grace through Jesus Christ and the cross is what brings his approval and his rest or his peace into our lives. That's where God caused his face to shine upon us. Without Jesus Christ, listen, there is no blessing. None. This prayer, this blessing prayed in Numbers chapter 6 finds its fulfillment in Jesus Christ and his followers. Without a relationship with Jesus Christ, these words have no lasting significance. None. Because they don't apply to people outside of relationship with God. This is for you. This blessing is given to you because of your relationship with Jesus Christ. Look at verse 27, the last one, and it says, God shall put his name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. What name is that? The only name today that matters above every name is what? Jesus Christ. That's it. So if we have the name of Jesus upon us, we walk in a blessing. Can you say amen? Amen. Well, let's pray. Father, we thank you today for this blessing. We thank you today for your favor in our lives. And I ask you, Lord, today that we would never abuse your favor. That you would never take it for granted, but we'd appreciate it. And Lord, we do receive this blessing today of Numbers chapter 6, in this place as a church, and in this place in our lives individually. We thank you that you have shown yourself to us and shined upon us with favor because of Jesus Christ. And we thank you for that today. Can you all say amen together? Amen.